Welcome, Evan Bez Hashem. We're learning Peleoyot, Shir number 309, on the topic of Dibur, speech. And the specific focus here from the Peleoyot is using the power of speech to help others do a mitzvah. Says the Peleoyot, mitzvah amishi yedeya edus lechaveroi. There's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Mitzvah d'oraisa. That if you know edus, testimony, regarding another person, sheyoid bebezdin, that he has to go to the Jewish court and give the edus. And the purpose of this is that when you know the edus, you and your friend are walking down the street and you know the edus, you know the testimony. There's a mitzvah to go to Bezin and give the testimony so that the halacha, the psa'ah, can come out correctly. Now, we don't have that bezman hazeh. We're talking zman was the Bezin, right? V'hein b'chla l'daber davar kol ha'sheyuchel l'hoyil l'chaveir b'dvarav. Also included in this mitzvah is for a person to speak out in whatever way he can to help his friend with his words. Bein l'mamoinoi, bein l'gufoi, bein l'nafshoi. Now this does apply today. And I want to tell you a story. There was a lady in an elevator. And any comments, once again, please, you could share after the recording goes off. There was a lady in the elevator. She has some children with her. And she was pregnant. She was expecting. And she starts passing out in the elevator. And there are other people in the elevator. Now one person lifted a finger to help. Okay? You say, like, how could that be? How could a person, you see someone passing out? Right? What does that mean? The Peleoyot is teaching us. We have a koyach hadibur. If you have the ability to help someone get a job, Pinosa, you know, we had the Gemara Pesachim going to come up to in a few weeks, Mitzvah Hashem, Navi Pesachim. We just had Kriyas Yamsuf last week. You know, it was Kriyas Yamsuf. Did you hear? You got the news report? Kriyas Yamsuf just last week. Okay? Pashas B'Shalach. Gemara says that the Pinosa of a person is difficult like Kriyas Yamsuf. You have to know what this means. Obviously, nothing is difficult by Hashem, but Kriyas Yamsuf did. It happened every day. Okay? A person can use his mouth, his speech, positively for a shidduch, for information, whatever it might be, what the Peleoyot is encouraging us. Use your koyach hadibur. Don't be that individual. I'm not getting involved. Person passes out right in front of them, I'm not getting involved. Mind my own business, not getting involved. I could say something, nah, doesn't make a difference. Nah, I'm not getting involved. V'hein b'chlal l'daber dover. Kol ha'she yuchel l'hoyel l'chaver b'dvorov. Use your words in whatever and any way possible you can help the next person. Bein l'mamoyne, whether it's regarding his money. Bein l'gufoy, whether it's his physical health and self. Bein l'nafshoy, whether it's his spiritual. Rabbi Yisrael, you might never have heard from me, but if maybe you see somebody, you go over to them and say, would you like to come to learn Torah Semes? Do I ever discuss that one? Okay. Right? Discuss Torah Semes. Do we care about other people? You know, I told you, I was at this conference last Wednesday. And this tzaddik of a yid, he said it. I mentioned it before. I'm going to share on the recording here. He travels around. In his business, he travels around. And he wears his yarmulke. And people come, they wish to... I'm also Jewish, right? People are not religious. And he said, do I really love Hashem? Am I trying to bring these people back to Yiddishkeit? And he helped start these day schools, these yeshivas, for kids and pulling them out of public school. What a tzaddik, unbelievable. The Peleoyot is saying, we have to use our mouths in any way possible to mechazik the next person. You know, I want to tell you something. You say hello to the person. You smile to the person. And I want to say, tell you something else. If you have the time to take it to the next level, the next level is say, hi, my name is Uri. Don't say that if that's not your name. Okay? You say, hi, my name is Uri. What's your name? You take it to the next level. Now, if you're obviously running to Mincha, it's 2:28 and Mincha's 2:30, you don't have the time for that. Okay, fine. If you have the time for that, I'm telling you, it takes it to the next level. Then when you see that individual walking by, you know what? It's not just a hello, it's Phil. His name is Phil. You know who Phil is? You know who Phil is. I'll tell you who Phil is. Phil is the fellow who, when I was walking to Shacharis, actually to go get my shir before Shacharis, he went out to get a smoke. So I would say hello to him. Then I say, hey, what's your name? He says, his name is Phil. So I say, oh, my name is Uri. So then when we pass by, I say, good morning, Phil. It's a whole different world. Bein lemebad lei nachas ruach v'lo nuach v'loi migyoinoi o mitzvoinoi. To make the person feel good, says the Pelioids, or to comfort the person from his grief or sadness. V'nichlul bezeh besoyrois toivois. Including in this is using your mouth. You hear besoyrois toivois. You hear somebody had a shirch. Baruch Hashem, mazel tov. Here somebody is feeling better. Baruch Hashem, they want to spread the good news. You hear your neighbor won the lottery. Ah, Baruch Hashem, you're so happy for him. Besuras Taivais. And he continues, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue next time discussing how to use our dibur, our speech, as a mitzvah to help the next person.